ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If everybody's set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, science and nature. Category number 2, visitors to Australia. Category number 3, farm animals. Category number 4, toys and games. Category number 5, International Kissing Day. It is, I know. It's always an international day of something, isn't it? Science and nature, visitors to Australia, farm animals, toys and games, International Kissing Day. Is the choice that you have? Who's going to kick us off? A tried and trusted opening batter, Stewie from Victor Harbour, is going to kick us off. G'day, Stuart.
Hey, Philip, how you going?
Not too bad, mate.
I wonder how. I wonder if Tony's sleeping on the couch today tonight.
You wonder if who?
Anthony Albanese is sleeping on the couch. Tony's chucked him out.
Well, he certainly probably gave us more information about his private life than I think most people probably wanted, but there you are.
Oh, what are you? I mean, sometimes you make a faux pas. You cut the guy a bit of slack, for God's sake.
Yep, well, it's certainly a game played by men and women, that's true.
It is, for sure. I guess you only hear when you make a few. Anyway, I'll just say g'day to Pearl and Christine from Pasadena and Mari. And g'day, Phil. That's it, really.
Thank you, Stuart. What do you like here? Science and nature, visitors to Australia, farm animals, International Kissing Day, toys and games.
I mean, International Kissing. Fair dinkum. I'll just go science and nature, thanks, Phil.
Science and nature. Science and nature.
The world's crazy. It's funny.
Someone's texting and saying, what about Donald Trump getting someone from the American soccer team's red card rescinded?
Oh, that was just... Did you hear about that?
That's an absolute cracker, isn't it? Heavens above.
It's the first time...
He apparently rang up Gianni Infantino, the head of FIFA, and says, hang on, our blokes are playing tomorrow. Get rid of this red card. Next thing you know, bingo, red card gone.
It's the first time since ever happened since 1970. It's farcical.
It is. I think farcical is correct. Technical term, Stuart. Question number 1, science and nature. Which element with the atomic number 104 is named after the New Zealander known as the father of nuclear physics?
Oh, is that Rutherfordium?
Correct.
Yeah.
Look at that. Bingo.
Bingo. I have heard of him, rather. Yeah, right.
Stewie, the demon scientist of Victor Harbour.
I got one, Phil, which is okay, I suppose.
Question number 2.
Yeah.
Science and nature.
Yeah, I'll stick with it, actually.
Look at him go.
It's the second question.
In astronomy, Stuart, what name is given to a period of 1 billion years?
Okay, Philip, I'm going to go an eon.
Correct.
Oh, good.
Look at that.
It's two in a row. I know it's a miracle, but I have done it.
An eon, which can be a hard word to spell, of course.
How do you spell it?
A-E-O-N.
A-E-O-N, is it? I'm glad you didn't ask me that. That was a question.
An arion.
Right. Mm. A-E-O-N. Is that what it is?
Hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah, A-E-O-N, an eon.
I did not know that. I know now.
Look at that.
This doesn't make any sense.
1-300-800-222. Question 3. Science and nature.
Yeah, thanks.
In which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded on all 7 continents?
It's truth. It's including Antarctica, I guess. Oh, righto. Well, this is giving 1 in 12 chance. I'm going to go July, Phil.
Not July.
Oh, okay, mate.
Sorry, Stewie. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Oh, sorry, Stewie, I cut you off there. Not meaning to. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
Hi, Phil. Now, that podcast lady,
yes.
could could get Kylie in as her next guest and get her to Raid Albo.
She could. I don't know how. I don't know what the pulling power of this podcaster is, but I suspect that Kylie may have bigger fish to fry. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, and our.
I mean, that would be the obvious ploy. I agree, Trevor. Although I've got to be careful what I say here, because plenty of people are being critical of Mr. Albanese's behaviour. But there you go. Tell me.
He's a child of the 60s.
Question number three.
Our Trans-Pacific cousins spell Eon, E-O-N.
Oh, yeah, but you know what they're
like. British of them.
They say aluminum and things like that.
Yeah. So to the business at hand, I can only give a guess.
In which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded on all seven continents?
So I'm throwing my dart and it lands on April.
Not April.
Okay.
No. Thanks, Trev. Good on you. Thanks for that. Ingrid from Landon. No, it wasn't. It wasn't April. The USA player from the video could well have broken the other guy's ankle. I didn't see the after effects. No, it was pretty horrible. I mean, he was given a red card, so that should be it. But I think there is an argument that it was accidental. I think there is an argument for that. I'm not saying it was. There's an argument for that. But even so, this doesn't happen. Trevor and Stuart correctly identified. Heather from Neil. Hello, Heather.
Good evening.
Question number three. We're in science and nature. I mean, it's a bit like 1 out of 12 here, I suppose, unless you could think about when it happened. In which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded on all seven continents? It wasn't April or July.
It's one of those questions where we're all going to drop off like flies.
Yeah, well.
I'll have a punt at October.
Not October. I could say that's closer, I suppose. We haven't spent all night on this. sorry, Heather, everything all right in Nil?
Oh, it's very quiet, very cold.
I want it to be quiet in Nil. I don't expect Nil to be anything else.
Going through.
And well, I certainly would expect it to be cold.
Yeah, well, that's the joys of living between the deserts.
Yeah, I know. Hot as anything during the day and cold at night.
Okay, well, find another victim.
Thank you, Heather. I wasn't thinking of you that way, Heather, but there you are. Annette from Evanston. Hello, Annette.
Hello. I wonder how Rhonda's feeling about all this.
Poor old Rhonda Birchmore. Rhonda Birchmore.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, she's a legend.
Rhonda Birchmore? She's more than – she absolutely is a legend, yeah.
Anyway, I'm saying March.
No, not March.
Sorry,
Annette. Anyway. Bye. No, not March. I said October was closer. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
Philip, how's things?
Things are good. Things are good.
Good. Just before we go – the big antenna that's up in Darwin, you mentioned several times how it dominates the landscape. But I was up there working and with Neil Young on tour, and he had a special Fender amplifier which he had modified to his requirements, and they could the because of the situation next door to the big antenna.
Where are we going with this, Mike?
The dementia is setting in.
Oh, hey, Mike, tell me, In which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded in all seven continents? The closest we've got so far is October.
You've got which?
Is October.
Okay. September.
No. Wrong direction, Mike. Thank you. Let's go with the other Trev from Service Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Hello, Philip. How are we?
Pretty good. In which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded on all seven continents?
What months have been ruled out?
July, April, March and October. I said October was the closest. Oh, now September too. But I said that was going the wrong way. Yeah.
Well, I'll choose my birthday, November.
No, it's not November. Which does leave it open for the next person to get it, I would think, Trevor, but thank you. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Annette from Perth, correct, yes. Ingrid from Melanda says it's been a bit nippy in Dimboola as well. I imagine it has. It's been pretty cold over the last few days, hasn't it? That weather system settling in over eastern Australia with some pretty chilly weather. Ray in the Bay says, are some women suggesting that females have never played the shag, date, marry game or variation of that? I don't know whether they are suggesting that, but it would be quite wrong because many women have played it. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Which month of 2020 was COVID-19 first recorded on all seven continents?
Is that December?
Correct. Yes, it is. It's December. December 2020, COVID was recorded on all seven continents. A worldwide pandemic. All right, question number four. We're in science and nature. You can move if you like.
I'd say that international, what is it, Kissing Day or something?
International Kissing Day, if you like.
I'll give it a go.
Give it a whirl? Mm-hmm. Okay. Kiss the Girl is a song from which Disney film?
Oh, gosh. Look, I've got no idea. I'll say Up.
No, not correct. Thank you, Karen. See ya. It's not Up. No, it's not. Kiss the Girl, all right, is a song from which Disney film. We're in a category called International Kissing Day. Stella from Bayswater says that player, the US player, got shown the red card. He should take the consequences. I don't understand why so many people forego their principles and bow down to Trump's demands. No, Donald Trump is not stopping, by the way. He's currently speaking live from the Oval Office, and he's banging on. He's banging on about it. And has been going on for about nearly an hour, 50 minutes or so. And Donald Trump's talking about it. He agrees that he did ring up and say, I want the thing changed. Or he said, all I did was ask for a review. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, which I think is quite incredible, I must say. But what is more incredible is that Gianni Infantino agreed, or maybe knowing him, maybe that's not more incredible. 1-300-800-222 is the number. The Gold Coast has been icy too, says Deb on the Gold Coast. Ray in the Bay has got the right answer here as well. One of my texters says, I've never heard of this game. Maybe I'll live a sheltered life, a very innocent life. Yes, well, that's true. It's a game played by young people, I must say. That's the only reason I've heard of it. David from Barrel. G'day, David. The line's free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. Hi, David.
Evening, Phil.
We're in a category called International Kissing Day. Kiss the Girl is a song from which Disney film?
Oh, man, I winced when I heard this. My sister replayed this on VHS until everything came out of my head. It's The Little Mermaid.
It is the Little Mermaid. You may put a sock in it for a second, but here we go.
Yeah, you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl.
Did you hear something?
Yes, you want her.
possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and just dig her.
Yeah, did that do the job for you?
You're paying for my counsellor.
That's right. That...
And she used to do it with that falsetto Jamaican voice.
Question number five. We can move right on if you like. We've got toys and games. We're in International Kissing Day. We can move to farm animals, visitors to Australia, or science and nature.
Visitors to Australia.
Please. Visitors to Australia.
Oh, by the way, thanks heaps for that Japanese tour guide section before I'm going in January.
Oh, in January, middle of winter. Osaka. Middle of winter.
Yeah, winter.
Yeah. Are you going skiing, David?
No. Just going to go to Osaka, do food, do markets, and my son wants to go to some race course that, like, drift cars race around. So why not take a boy to what he wants to see.
Very good. Excellent. I've never been, but I must make a plan to go because everyone else has been. I'll be the last person in Australia to ever go there, I think.
Pretty much. You and me both.
Yeah, exactly. One of my texters says, what's going to happen if the USA gets knocked out of the World Cup? Is Trump going to deport all the remaining teams and officials and just say, game over?
Take his ball and go home.
Yes. All right, question number five. We're in... visitors to Australia. Who was the first US president to visit Australia while in office?
I reckon airplanes may have had something to do with it. So, Gerald Ford?
No, it wasn't Gerald Ford.
Okay, have a great one.
Sorry, David, thank you. Not Gerald Ford, no. Greg from Atherton. G'day, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. Question number five we're up to, visitors to Australia. Who was the first US president to visit Australia while in office?
I think he went to the Mirage at Port Douglas, and it was Bill Clinton.
No, it wasn't Bill Clinton.
Oh, come on.
I mean, you might be right about that, but he wasn't the first to come here while in office. In fact, I don't think he ever came here. Did Bill Clinton, did he come? I don't think so. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day. I just woke up and I go, oh, I know this one.
Who was the first US president to visit Australia while in office?
I think it was Lyndon Baines Johnson.
It was. LBJ, leading to Harold Holt's famous aphorism. What was it? All the way with LBJ.
Yes, but some people, demonstrators, got in the road and Bob Askin said, run the bastards over.
Yes, he did.
That was the
New South Wales Premier, didn't he? That's right.
Yep.
It was Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was quite good mates with Harold Holt, actually. They got on quite well. But then he came out to Australia on a visit here, which was the first time a sitting US president had been here.
There's not a boy that wears the uniform yonder today that hasn't always known that when freedom is at stake, and when honorable men stand in battle shoulder to shoulder, that Australians will go all the way, as Americans will go all the way, not third of the way, not part of the way, not three-fourths of the way, but all the way until liberty and freedom have won.
Yes. All right. There you go, Bob.
Canberra. And we had a visit by an American president, and they dressed us up with police uniforms because it looked better for the media. We didn't have enough policemen in Sydney and Canberra. That was Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
When he did the tour, they had a big entourage, and we had to line the streets, and they had firemen with... There, they had the police and they had security guards with yellow vests with police written on the back of them for some reason.
Okay. Actually, I'm wrong about Bill Clinton. He was here. He was here as president. That's right. I remember him. He played golf out of the golf club that I know well. Ray in the Bay says, by the way, the car that Bob Askin and LBJ were in when he said Run the Bastards Over was the same car that Kennedy was shot in.
Oh.
Really?
You wouldn't know.
What, that car, you reckon that car, they carted all the way to Australia?
Wow.
Anyway, question number six, visitors to Australia. What do you want? Do you want to stay here?
Yes, please.
In which year did the Beatles tour Australia?
Oh, look, I think I remember it because I was a little kid. They came early in the morning and I had my plastic hair on.
Yeah.
It was like a hat.
But I know, but which Beatle was it, Bob?
Oh, blessed if I know. No, I was too young. I think I was in primary school. But I think it was around, I'm going to have to say 64, but it could be.
It was 1964. Well done.
You've not had a chance to move out of your hotels since you arrived in Australia. You've virtually been locked up.
Yes.
Why is this? Don't you want to go out, in other words?
Well, it's not particularly that. You know,
we don't expect to go out, you know, on a tour, really. If we get out, it's just a bit of luck, I'd say.
But you haven't had a chance to go to a party, to see anything.
You've had a lot of time, if you want to have a party. We're not very keen on parties.
Yeah, but how do you get another people to invite along?
We very seldom have them, and if we do, they're usually people from the show or people that we've met.
John, if you hadn't been a Beatle, or if the Beatles hadn't been successful, what career would you have chosen?
I probably would have been in prison.
What about you, Richard?
Well, I was an engineer for 4 years. I must probably still be there, slogging away.
Does mass reaction from a crowd like you had here in Melbourne today really worry you? Do you regard it as social misbehaviour, or do you still...
No!
Boo!
No,
it's great.
We love it. You know, it's good.
Yeah, we love it. It's good. Good times. Ray in the Bay. No, I'm not disbelieving you, Ray. True story. Phil, would I lie to you, says Ray? No, Ray. I wouldn't have thought so. No, thank you. Bob, question number seven. We're in visitors to Australia. Are we staying here?
Yes, please.
Which KGB colonel defected to Australia on the 3rd of April 1954?
Oh, I think it was a husband and wife. And I think they were, it was around, I think it was up in Darwin, but I can't just pull the name out of a hat. I think that's the one I'm thinking of. No, I can't get it, but they got pulled up at Darwin. And there was, I think they were expelled from Australia. Oh, what was their name? No, can't.
Good to chat with you, Bob. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nice chatting with you. Pamela from Carlton. Hi, Pamela.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Morning. Question number seven. Visitors to Australia. Which KGB colonel defected to Australia on the 3rd of April 1954?
Okay. It's before I was born. This is coming into my head, that Petrov affair? No. Not right.
What's your answer?
Petrov.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Oh, yes. There you go.
His name was Vladimir Petrov, and he defected to Australia, and it is right that his wife was taken off the plane. They tried to bundle her back onto the plane to get her out of Australia, but did not succeed. All right. Very good. Okay. Very good, just, Pamela. Here's a little...
You know, it sticks in the head because there's the one in England, and I was thinking, is that the Petrov? Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Vladimir and I think it was Avdotya Petrov. Here is a bit from it.
Two couriers who'd come specially from Russia to escort her. Graphic pictures taken in the uncertain flicker of arc lamps show the fury of the crowd as they tried to prevent Mrs. Petrov from being taken away. Crowds tug furiously at the escort as Mrs. Petrov is pushed up the gangway. Once the demonstrators pulled the gangway from the plane as the couriers tried to enter. And once inside the plane, Mrs. Petrov was not even allowed to retrieve a shoe she had lost in the struggle. Finally, amid more angry scenes, the plane taxied off to Darwin for the final act of the drama. Here, Mrs. Petrov spoke to her husband by telephone, and they were later reunited.
Yes, it was quite something. All right, question number eight, visitors to Australia, or you can move anywhere else, science and nature, farm animals, International Kissing Day, or toys and games?
Let's go farm animals, please.
Farm animals, question number eight. The pastern is a bone found in the leg of which animal?
Chickens.
Not chickens.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye-bye. See you later. No, not a chicken. Graham from Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
Now, question number eight, farm animals. The pastern is a bone found in the leg of which animal?
Well, it's got to be a cow or a bull or something like that because pastern sounds like pasteurised.
That's a very nice association, Graham, but it's completely wrong.
That's the way I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. No, it's that's not correct. Linda from Semaphore. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Question number eight, we're up to. The pastern is a bone found in the leg of which animal?
A pig.
Not a pig. No.
Oh.
No. Okay. Not a pig. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Jenny from Cooperoo. Good. Jim from Townsville. Correct. Yes, John says it is true that Ray in the Bay said the modified Ford Lincoln that Kennedy was assassinated in was refitted and remained in motorcade service until 1977. Came to Australia with LBJ. How about that? Andrea's got the right answer here. Good. Justin in Frankston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. Question eight. The pastern is a bone found in the leg of which animal?
I'm going to say a horse.
Correct. Yes, it is. A horse.
I used to ride horses.
You used to ride horses? Oh, good, yes. No, someone said horses get put down for this.
Yeah, they do, because I actually lost one of my racehorses a fair few years ago, and he was in a race, and he broke his pastern, and he had to get put down, and it was only his first race.
Shocking. All righty, question number nine. We're in farm animals, but you can move if you like.
Let's go toys and games.
Toys and games. Which 1980s dolls came with a birth certificate and adoption papers from Babyland General Hospital?
I'm going to say the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Good parents make Cabbage Patch Kids.
The Cabbage Patch Kids. Each doll is different, and you can pretend to adopt them.
My baby has a real diaper.
You can love and care for them like your very own.
You're a pal. You're the only one. I love you.
They're each one of a kind. They're Cabbage Patch Kids. You can give them all your love.
Cabbage Patch Kids are each sold separately. Each doll comes with a pretend birth certificate and adoption papers from Coleco.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
I've broken my duck. I've got two questions right
you
now.
Have. You have. Question number 10. We're in toys and games, if you like.
Yes, please.
On the classic London Monopoly board, which square is located between Piccadilly and Regent Street?
Oh, this is taking me back to my childhood, and I used to play this with my mum. Is it Trafalgar Square?
Not Trafalgar Square, Justin. Oh, okay. Oh. Thank you, mate. See you. Not Trafalgar Square, no. Sally from Bullsbrook. G'day, Sally.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm really well. Question number 10, toys and games. On the classic London Monopoly board, which square is located between Piccadilly and Regent Street?
No. I'm going to have a stab at Leicester Square.
It's not Leicester Square. No. Sorry.
Okay, thanks,
Al. Bye. See you later. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Evening, Phil.
Evening. Question 10. On the classic London Monopoly board, which square is located between Piccadilly and Regent Street?
Piccadilly's yellow, Regent's green. It's right in the corner. It's a corner above Go to Jail.
Correct. Very good. Yes, it is. It's the Go to Jail square. It's located between Piccadilly and Regent Street, as you see, as you correctly say, between the green and the yellows. All righty, question number 11, toys and games. Otherwise, you could move anywhere else. International Kissing Day, visitors to Australia, farm animals, science and nature, or stay here in toys and games?
Farm animals.
Farm animals, question number 11. What farm animals are the Beach Boys feeding on the cover of Pet Sounds?
You got me, I think. I'll try geese.
No, they're not geese. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. No, they're not geese. Let's try another Jim. Jim from Seaford. G'day, Jim.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning. Question number 11. What farm animals are the Beach Boys feeding on the cover of Pet Sounds, the famous album?
A little bit before my time, but goats?
Correct. Yes, they are. They are feeding. They are. They are feeding goats. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Yes. All right, Jim. We're up to question 12. Thanks to those people who are sending me notes in about Bill Clinton. Yeah, no, I remember he did come here. He was here on a paid speaking tour, I think. He was. Jim?
Yes.
Question
12. Can we go to science and nature, please?
Science and nature. If you were to undergo an otoscopy, into which part of your body would a doctor insert a camera?
Oh.
Hmm.
Your mouth?
Not your mouth.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim. See ya. Jim going for one of the most palatable options, I suspect. All righty. Bill from Flemington. G'day, Bill.
Oh, g'day, Phil. Oh, Darby McCarthy went to the Beatles after party in Brisbane too.
Who?
The famous Darby McCarthy, you know, the famous Aboriginal jockey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was staying in the same hotel as the Beatles in Brisbane.
Oh, right, okay.
And he went to the after party, the Beatles after party.
Hey.
Yeah, got invited up and he talked to Paul McCartney.
McCartney, yeah, how about that?
Yeah, and the cop that took Mrs. Petrov off the plane was a friend of Ted Egan's and was crucial in, you know, when they set up St Mary's footy team in, you know, the famous football team. Well, he was the one that had the deciding vote whether, because there were some people didn't want the team to be established, and he was the cop. And Mrs. Petrov slipped the hostie on the plane a note that she's been taken against her will.
Yeah.
And the hostie gave it to the captain, and that's why he radioed Darwin, and that's Greg Royle. I think his name was Greg Royle. He looked like Chips Rafferty, and he put a headlock on the KBG.
Bill, you're a mind of you're like a fantails wrapper that's about a foot long.
Well, I remember Ted telling the story.
Yeah. On you, mate. Question number 12. We're up to Bobstead says, by the way, in relation to Pet Sounds, as in their hit song "Goat Vibrations." No, bobsled. It's all right, bobsled. He can do better. Now, Bill, we're up to question number 12. What do you want to do here?
I thought it was something about a camera. Or
oh, sorry. Oh, no, here we are. We are in science and nature. If you were to undergo an I'll start again. If you were to undergo an otoscopy, into which part of your body would a doctor insert a camera? It's more not like your mouth.
Not your mouth. Oh. Not.
Otoscopy.
I was going to say down the throat.
Not down your throat. No. Sorry, okay. Bill. Thank you, mate. No, not down your throat. Betty from Dapto. Hi, Bet.
Hello, Phil.
How's your weekend? All right?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Listen, I picked up the tennis on the BBC the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Djokovic was playing. Have you noticed how the demons are going?
Well, the demon's not going so well. He's playing Flavio Cavoli right now. It's live. And the demons lost the first two sets 7-5, 7-6, and he's down 5-3 in the third.
Ooh.
So I think he's, unless there's a miracle here, he's
his curtains. The other night he was down two at one of his.
Yeah. Well, he'd have to come back from 5-3 down in the third. So, look, I don't know. And yeah, he's also down 30-15.
It's a big ask, so
he's down 30-15, and he's down 5-3. So, I look, you know, it's two serves away from oblivion because it's Cavoli. It's Cavoli's serve.
Is this the quarter?
Yeah, the round of 16, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it might be goodbye demon, unfortunately, Betty.
Yeah, never mind.
Now, Bet, if you were to undergo an otoscopy, into which part of your body would a doctor insert a camera?
I think it might be the ear.
Correct. Yes, an otoscopy. A camera would go into your lug. Exactly, Betty. All right, question number 13, Bet. What do you want to do? Stay with science and nature? You can move anywhere else. Farm animals, visitors to Australia, International Kissing Day, or toys and games?
Stay with science and nature.
Which planet has the closest surface gravity to Earth's?
Which planet? Well, I don't know, but I'll say Mercury.
Not Mercury. No, no. Sorry, Bet. Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye. No, not Mercury. 1-300-800-222. Yeah, 40-15. In fact, that's it. Gone. Flavio Cavoli has just defeated Alex de Minaur. 7-5, 7-6, 6-3. So the demon's chances of regressing are over, which is a great pity. Adrian, no, that's not correct. Hayley in Chinny says an otoscopy would go in the groin. Tiny camera, I hope. No, it's not in the groin. All righty, where are we? Who's next up here? Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Which planet has the closest surface gravity to Earth's? It's not Mercury.
Not Mercury, no. No, it's definitely not Mercury. I've heard that in the quiz recently. Let's say Mars.
It's not Mars.
Oh, dear. I'll find out soon.
You will. See you, Ian. Bye-bye. Not Mars, not Mercury. Michael from Barrack Heights. G'day, Michael.
Hello there, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which planet has the closest surface gravity to Earth's? It's not Mars. It's not Mercury.
Yeah, you knocked those two out. I'm going to go Jupiter.
No, it's not Jupiter. Thank you, Michael. It's not Jupiter. Tony from Sunbury. G'day, Tony.
G'day, how are you?
Pretty good. Question 13, science and nature. Which planet has the closest surface gravity to Earth's?
Well, I would have thought it would be one of the smaller ones, but I can't imagine it being Venus, but that's my answer.
It's not Venus. No, you're quite right. It's not Venus. All right, not Mars, not Mercury, not Jupiter, not Venus. Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
Okay, well, okay.
Not Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, or Venus.
Well, we're running out of planets, aren't we?
We are. Which planet has the closest surface gravity to Earth?
Okay, now Venus, that's stupid. I'll go Saturn.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes.
That was an absolute guess.
I thought it might be, but you could probably have a reasonable guess after that many had gone.
I love Saturn with its rings, those snowballs.
Yes, they're beautiful. No more science and nature. No more science and nature, Roz. So we've got visitors to Australia, farm animals, International Kissing Day, or toys and games.
Okay, let's go farm animals.
Back to farm animals. In Australia, Landrace, Large White, and Duroc are the three most popular breeds of which farm animal?
Pig. I love pigs. I've had them all. Pigs.
There you go. There you go. What's the best, Landrace, Large White or Duroc, Ros?
Well, my son had a Great White as a pet, but I like Durocs because they're pretty.
Oh, okay. Are Durocs the black and white? Are Durocs the speckled ones?
Yeah, yeah. They've got brown and different gold patches, yes. They're a Canadian type breed, yes. They are pretty.
Oh, okay. What's your basic big pink pig? Is that the Landrace? Or the Great White?
No. The Landrace is a long... See, I don't eat pig.
Oh, okay.
I don't do pork.
Oh, okay. I love pork, Ross.
I've worked with pigs for years, right?
Yeah.
They're highly intelligent, and I don't eat my smart mates.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, everyone to their own.
Everyone to their own, exactly. Now, question 15, we're in farm animals.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, you can move. So visitors.
No. I love animals.
Okay. Pecorino cheese is made from the milk of which animal?
Sheep.
Correct. Sheeps. Exactly. Robin from Wagga Wagga says, Phil, the President and Mrs. Clinton visited Australia in 1996. I met him when he visited the Rocks. They had some free time shopping and bought lots of Coogee jumpers, as per Kath and Kel. Is that right? He stayed at the Intercontinental Hotel.
I love Argyle Street.
What's that?
I said, I love the Rocks. I love Argyle Street.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. It's a very old and, storied part of the Rocks.
Oh, I spent early 70s waltzing around there. It's a really, really nice place to visit.
Hey, Ros, question 16, last one in farm animals, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
In Portuguese, which bird is known as a peru? A peru, as in the country.
So in Portuguese, a bird's name is peru.
In Portuguese, which bird is known as a peru? Yeah.
Oh.
Same as the country.
Okay, that's a stinker of a question. I don't know. Let's go albatross.
Not an albatross. No.
Anyway, thank you. Wait to listen.
Thank you, Ros. Bye-bye. No, it's not an albatross. Barumbom. Joy from Logan in Queensland.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Joy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Yeah,
of course you are. Silly thing to ask, isn't it?
It's not a silly thing to ask. I could turn turtle at any time, Joy.
Couldn't we all?
That is a very good way to think about things.
Well, it's the only way, mate.
Hey, by the way, everyone, you know that weight loss drug called Wegovy? There's a pill now, not an injection. The pill's on sale in the UK. You watch, it'll be hitting our shores before too long, I'd think. And now, Joy, question 16, we're in farm animals. In Portuguese, which bird is known as a peru, as in the country?
Good grief. Okay, well, there aren't that many farm animals, are there?
No, we're in farm animals. So the person said albatross. No, we're talking about farm animals.
I'd say, as a guess, a goose.
Not a goose. No. Not a goose. Okay. Thank you, Joy. Bye-bye. Not a goose. No. Darren says, I thought Saturn was a gas giant, didn't have a surface. No, but I think it still has gravity. Harry in the Bay, correct. In response to bobsled, by the way, says my texter, it should be pointed out that the Beach Boys originally wanted to feature a flock of sheep on the cover of their Pet Sounds album, but Brian Wilson thought it'd be too much of a throwback to one of their previous hits, Ba 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 Baran. Oh, boom. That's not bad. It's not bobsled either. That's pretty good. Chipper at King Island, who says it's freezing there at the moment. I'm sure it is. I'm just going to farm my albatross flock. Yes, I know. All righty, Pete from Eden. Hello, Pete.
Hello. How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. We're up to question 16. We've got 10 left here. In Portuguese, what bird is known as a peru, as in the country? It's not a goose.
I've got a feeling I know this. I was in Lisbon nearly 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on a few restaurant menus. Is it a turkey?
Correct. It is. Yes, it was on. Oh, okay. You know, it wasn't Christmas time or anything, was it, Pete? No, probably.
Just, roast turkey was available.
Yeah. All right, there you go, roast turkey. I always think highly overrated myself, but, others disagree.
Yeah, they're a bit bland.
I think so.
If you've got a minute, Phil, just at the International Day of Kissing.
Yes.
I was amused the other morning. I listened to the local Southeast IBC here in Eden, and they announce all these international days, and there's sometimes 8, 9, or 10. And the two that I recall a few days back was the Throw a Rock Day and Air Conditioning Appreciation Day. Well, I mean, like, who decides
like fair dinkum. Exactly, fair dinkum.
Air Conditioning Appreciation. I came out and told my reverse cycle that it was doing a good job, and I said I might change its filter.
You know what? Some of them are official, Pete, but most of them are made up by in that air conditioning day, I'm sure it was made up by air conditioning manufacturers.
Probably, yeah, yeah. You got to laugh, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, question 17, visitors to Australia, International Kissing Day or Toys and Games?
Well, let's just for fun go International Kissing Day.
I think you have to go there after that particular gripe, exactly.
Yeah.
Question 17. Quote, you must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, are the opening lyrics of which song?
A kiss is just a kiss, a smile is just a smile. You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss. No, I know it, Phil, but it's not coming to me. See you, mate.
It's frustrating, isn't it? Because it's there. Harry in the Bay, correct. Good. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Anne's got it as well. No one's mentioned Calcomo yet. This could get worse. Susan in Hobart's got the right answer. What about Sam from Harvey? G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss. So the opening lyrics of which song?
Could you tell me the name of the band?
No, I couldn't.
No. So far, I knew only one of all the questions. That was that Pecorino Chief.
The sheep, yes.
No, I'm sorry.
No good? That's all right, Sam. Thank you.
Never a clue. Thank you.
See you, Sam. Bye-bye. No, it wasn't. We haven't had a Rolling Stones question for a while for Sam, have we? Kylie in Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, that's very quick, Phil. I've just finished doing my tech, so it's all good, and thank you for a wonderful... And Daze, this was lovely on Thursday. Thank you for
it
that.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Don't tell me what's happening this
Katie
week.
Katie Lang last week, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, lovely. Sorry, Katie Lang, sorry. Yeah, Katie
Yeah, well, Dave doesn't normally know what's happening until he comes out all dusty and filthy from underneath the counter there, and he says, hey, look what I found here. Look at this. Look at this little treasure, he would say.
Oh, Phil, I've only been on for 2 minutes. You're making me laugh already.
Hey, question 17. You must remember this, Kylie. A kiss is just a kiss. Are the opening lyrics of which song?
Oh, God. It's not Kiss Me, Kate. I've got no idea, Phil. I've got no idea.
Got nothing? No. Okay. See you, Kylie. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
See you. Bye-bye. No. All right. 1-300-800-222. I have a sneaking suspicion that Dave might be angling towards the great man himself, Mr. Nat King Cole, which would give me a lot of pleasure because I think he's terrific. Nat King Cole. There's a great story about Nat King Cole when he moved into a white area of Los Angeles and they didn't like it. They did not like it. And one of the rich white women from down the road, invited him to her place, and he thought it would be for a, you know, a welcome drink. But then he found out when he got there that he had to sit at the piano and play some music, which he very gracefully did. But when he got home, he got his agent to send her a bill. Good on him. Daryl, hello from Toowoomba. G'day, Daryl.
Hey, hello.
Question 17. You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss. So the opening lyrics of?
As Time Goes By.
Oh, yes.
You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes.
Oh yeah, what a scene out of Casablanca. Just beautiful. Question number 18. We are in International Kissing Day, Daryl, but you could move to Toys and Games or Visitors to Australia, or that's it. Or you could stay with kissing.
No, I better go Visitors to Australia.
Visitors to Australia. Question number 18. Who was the most recent US president to visit Australia while in office?
Obama?
Correct.
Was it Obama?
Yes, it was. Yeah, correct, it was. It was President Barack Obama
I cheated a little bit with that one. With that answer come up in the conversation.
Oh, okay. You had a look at it. Well, that's okay too. That is okay too. All right, well, that's question. Okay, question number 18. So, I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold while we go to the news and we'll come back with some more.
The Mighty Challenge.
Daryl was up on deck. G'day, Daryl from Toowoomba.
Hi, Phil.
Question number 19. What do you want to do here? We've got Visitors to Australia, International Kissing Day, which is where you were. What do you want to do?
I will stay Visitors to Australia.
Stay with Visitors to Australia. Okay. Who was the first, this is the last one here, who was the first reigning British monarch to set foot on Australian soil?
Queen Elizabeth. The last Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth who?
Elizabeth II, was it?
Yes, it was. Elizabeth II. It was, yes, Elizabeth II who came. It was the first.
I might add, I'm a first time caller and I've got three questions in a row here.
Extremely good, Daryl. Very good. Yeah, no, exactly. Who could forget Sir Robert Menzies presiding?
All I ask you to remember, in this country of yours, is that every man, woman and child who even sees you with a passing glimpse as you go by will remember it. Remember it with joy. Remember it in the words of the old 17th century poet who wrote those famous words, I did but see her passing by, and yet I loved her till I died.
Yes, they went. They certainly went off for that one, Daryl.
There you go.
Question number 20, International Kissing Day or Toys and Games is all you've got?
We're going to go probably Toys and Games.
Toys and Games. As well as being an actor, Omar Sharif was also the author of several books about which card game?
Oh, let's say poker.
Not poker. No. Not bad, though, Daryl. First-time caller, three on the trot. Nice work.
Thank you.
See you, Daryl. Bye-bye. Very nice work indeed. Okay, let's see. Where are we now? It's pretty dry in Dimboola. We'll go there in a moment, Charles. Ian from Penrith. G'day, Ian.
How are you, Phil?
Question 20. As well as being an actor, Omar Sharif was also the author of several books about which card game?
Bridge.
Bridge, yes, he was. He was a very good bridge player, Omar Sharif. World champion, world-class bridge player.
Indeed.
Maria says canasta. No, do you even write a book about canasta? I can't imagine. Donna from Hobart had bridge. Susan from Hobart had bridge. Paul from Plainlands had bridge as well. Frank from Mount Evelyn had bridge. Grover from Ocean Grove says he's being forgotten. No, you're not. It's just we do have quite a lot of texts. Ian, we're up to question 21. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here. We've got 2 in Toys and Games and 3 in International Kissing Day.
Well, let's go to Toys and Games then.
Okay, Toys and Games. Question 21. What's the name of the slot car racing brand originally launched in Harrogate in 1957?
Oh, could you repeat that?
What is the name of the slot car racing game, a slot car racing brand, originally launched in Harrogate in 1957?
Scalextric.
Yeah, hard word to say, isn't it? Scalextric.
Yeah, you trip over your tongue.
Yeah. I remember as a kid really, really wanting one, but of course they were too expensive and I never got anywhere near it.
Well, I must admit I was actually lucky enough to own one.
I used to own one, did you? Oh, good on you.
Yes, I did indeed.
I desperately tried to suck up to a kid down the bottom of the street who had one, but no, you know, didn't do much good there either, Ian. Question number 22, Toys and Games, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Which Toy Story character is voiced by Tim Allen?
What's his name? He's the astronaut guy. Cannot remember his name.
No worries, Ian. We'll move on, but thank you anyway. Jason from Preston. G'day, Jason.
Greetings and salutations. I've got no idea on that one.
Felicitations? No, to you too as well. All right. Sorry, Jason. If there's no idea, we'll not get as far. What about Gary from Port Arlington? G'day, Gary. Which Toy Story character is voiced by Tim Allen?
My favourite movie is to watch with the grandkids. it'll be Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. Yes, it is. It is, yes, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me? Why don't they answer?
My ship!
Blast. This'll take weeks to repair. Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship has run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Buzz Lightyear, yes. Thank you for my texter who says, you're never too old for slot car racing, Phil. No, I don't believe I am either. I'm not even pretending to be. If anyone's got a slot car racing set, I'm in there. It's one of those childhood things, Gary. I really, really wanted one as a kid, and I never had it.
I didn't own one, but I grew up in Oakley, which is sort of near Chadston in Melbourne, and it was an old theatre which was turned into a slot car track, and you could go up and you could sort of for a dollar or something, you'd have a go. So
you'd have a go.
I sort of owned one, just occasionally.
Yeah, I had one go at that because I don't want to sound as though we, you know, grew up licking the road, but there wasn't a lot of cash around, and so But there was one rich. There was a rich kid up the road. He was the only. He was an only child, Gary. So spoiled, you know, and he had his own scalex slot car thing, which he'd set up in the bedroom.
Yes. But you can get near it.
I tried to suck up to him, but he wouldn't. He wasn't having it. Question 23. Three left in International Kissing Day.
I know this was coming. I thought I'll just quickly say your team's going a lot better than mine. You're going in the right direction, but poor old Geelong is starting to fall by the wayside.
I know.
Anyway,
gee, okay, there's going to be a big. There's going to be a big one on Thursday night.
Isn't it just?
Oh, I know. Swans v Fremantle, 1v2, Thursday night in Perth. I tell you what, though, after but how about the Dockers toweling up Fremantle last week?
Oh, yeah. That was unexpected, but there you go. Things can happen. You just never know what might happen, Phil.
I'm a bit worried about the rebound, Gary, but anyway. Question 23, International Kissing Day. In her 2008 hit "I Kissed a Girl," Katy Perry sings about what flavour of chapstick?
Oh, okay.
"I Kissed a Girl," and you might remember she liked it.
I think I'm going to flame out here and say strawberry.
No, it's not strawberry.
Not strawberry. No. All right, mate.
See you, Gary.
All the best for your team, mate.
See you, mate. Thank you. No, it wasn't Judy from Tarang. Hi, Judy. Question 23. Judy, in her 2008 hit "I Kissed a Girl," Katy Perry sings about what flavour of chapstick?
Cherry?
Correct.
I had no idea.
Very good. Yes, it is. It's cherry. I kissed a girl. Sold a lot of tickets and records off that one, Judy. Question 24, International Kissing Day.
Yes.
Which nursery rhyme?
Is that the last?
That's all you got left. There's two questions left. International Kissing Day. Which nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Georgie Porgy.
Correct. Yes. Georgie Porgy. Well, you know what? Someone had to get here, and that someone is you. Judy from Tarang. Question 25. To win the magnet for tonight, the honour, the glory, and all the accompanying stuff. Question 25. The Kiss is an 1882 marble sculpture by which French artist?
I'm thinking of the stream, Edvard Munch. Just a minute. The Kiss.
The Kiss is an 1882 marble sculpture by which French artist?
I knew this up until probably 3 weeks ago. I reckon I'm known for 50 years up until 3 weeks ago. The second I hang up. French.
Oh,
no,
I'd
let it go.
Oh, no. Sorry, Jude.
first time I've run for the year, too.
Oh, no. Sorry, Judy.
No worries.
No, it's not there?
No.
No, all right, sorry. Oh, dear. Okay, what about Peter from Rolling Stone? G'day, Peter.
Yes, I don't think I'm going to get there. The only artist I can think of is Van Gogh.
No, it's not Van Gogh. No, no. No. Sorry, mate. No, it's not Van Gogh. No. Oh, dear. What about Charles from Dimboola? Hi, Charles.
Yes, Phil.
The Kiss is an 1882 marble sculpture by which French artist?
French
artist. Who?
I can't think of any French artist.
Fair enough. Okay. What about Cameron from South Perth? G'day, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning. Monet.
Not Monet. No, it's not Monet. Sorry. No, George from Melville. Hi, George.
I don't know, Phil, honestly.
No good?
I've got a joke.
Okay. What about Leck from Borough? G'day, Leck.
Dubois?
Not Dubois. No, it's not Dubois. Marianne, who lives at the Darling Causeway. G'day, Marianne.
Yes, hi. Yeah, good. Yes, Auguste Rodin, I think, is the
Auguste Rodin is correct, yes. He was Auguste Rodin, yes. He had the Thinker, didn't he? He had the Kiss.
That's right.
He had a few of those, yeah. Good on you, Marianne. Well done. We'll put you on hold and get some details from you. Thanks.
Oh, cheers. Thanks so much.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you too. Sorry, Marianne. You were saying what?
My first fridge magnet.
Hey, well, how good. Very good. All right, Marianne. I'll put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Thank you
so much. We'll get some details from you. And the magnet is yours. Shez from Enmore says, Rodin, I've got it in my garden. Oh, that is a copy of it. Okay. Meryl from Erskineville says, yes, it was Auguste Rodin. Annette from Gables, good. Hillary had that as well. Bobsled says, Auguste Rodin, Van Gogh kissed his ear goodbye. That's true. He did. Grover from Ocean Grove had Pierre Chipperdoff. No, sorry, Grover, but thank you anyway. Wayne from Mildura says, Phil, the Swans forward line functioned better without Amati getting in Curnow's road. Well, there you go. But I kind of agree with you as well. All right, thanks, everyone. Nice challenge.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.